In your folders, you will find some other prayers. And one of those other prayers was a gift from Mother Jamuna, which she received as a gift from Niranjana Swami, which are prayers that are in his personal songbook, Niranjan Maharaj's personal songbook, which he gave a copy to Mother Jamuna, and that was at our Ojai Japa retreat. Badahari was there with me. It says, prayers on chanting the holy name at the top. Prayers on chanting the holy name. And she said that was since April of 07, I guess. She and Dina Tarani, from that day forward, every morning, it takes them a grand total of 3 to 4 minutes with whoever comes after Mangal Arati, and they chant these prayers together before beginning their japa. And these are prayers to the holy name. The first one is a prayer to the beads. So they recite in Sanskrit, like we chant, you know, the offenses against chanting the holy name, or in some temples, Shikshastakam verses and in the translation. So they chant. In your home, you may want to consider doing this, if not this, some prayer. Jaikor Sundar, you have some prayers that you recite before you begin chanting this. Whatever they are, it's something personal that he offers as a prayer to the holy name. I'll let you know ahead of time. We're going to invite you all to compose your prayer to the holy name. So here's some prayers. Unfortunately, we don't have the diacritics, so I won't recite the Sanskrit. O Mala, please destroy inauspiciousness in my heart, in my chanting of the holy name of Lord Hari, and grant me the position of service to Radha and Krishna. This is all I pray, O Mala. And then, the holy name is a beautiful transcendental touchstone, Namachintami Rupa. It is the supreme goal. There is nothing higher than the holy name. I therefore worship the holy name. The sacrifice of the name is the highest yajna, which destroys the contamination of Kali Yuga in order to please Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I offer this sacrifice of the holy name. The holy name is the savior of the fallen. Oh, please deliver this lowest of men obeisances again and again unto Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unto Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Then again, O Mala, among all of the gods, you are considered the bestower of all perfection by dint of this fact, O Mother. Please grant me perfection, obeisances unto you. Very nice. Simple, 2-3 minutes. And then begin. Chant them. As one possible set of prayers. So what's the role of prayer in chanting? Chanting kirtanam, shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam, archanam, mandaram. We have 9 processes of bhakti, and this is combining 2 processes of bhakti. And here's what Prabhupada spoke about. This is that from that same morning walk that we read in San Francisco, 1968. Prabhupada is saying, chant Hare Krishna and hear. How simple can you get, right? Chant Hare Krishna and hear. Pray to Krishna. Quote, please give me strength, Hare, O energy of Krishna. O Krishna, I am fallen. I have no strength. Please accept me. That's all. I have no qualifications. I am frail. I am trying, but I am failing. All these appeals should be made. Krishna is all-powerful. He can do anything. What's the difference between being frail and being not frail? Being covered and being not covered, like Prabhupada's example of the spark that leaves the fire. It becomes weak. And then again, bring the spark into the fire and its brightness is fully restored. So in the fire, the yajna of the holy name, one can become again not frail, but we require Krishna to accept, as Bhadra Hari was very nicely describing. The fullness of Krishna is spiritual, so enter into, or have Krishna pull us into, or disclose himself and his potencies within the holy name. Rupa Goswami offers a prayer for strength, the strength from the holy name in his Namastakam. This evening, we're going to hear the whole Namastakam. Actually, this afternoon, we're going to hear just the English recital. And then again, Rupa Goswami's prayers to the holy name. Here's one. My dear killer of Aghasura, my dear beloved son of Mother Yasoda, my dear son of Maharaj Nanda, my dear lotus-eyed, my dear beloved of the gopis, my dear Lord of Vrindavan, my dear worshipful, merciful Lord, my dear Lord Krishna, O my beloved holy name, in these and your countless other forms, you manifested your transcendental vibration in this world to deliver the conditioned souls from the bondage of the repetition of birth and death in material life out of your causeless and inconceivable mercy, my dear holy name. May spontaneous attraction for chanting you increase unlimitedly by your causeless mercy upon me. So back to being frail. We're frail because we're covered by asat. That was just temporary, or maya. We're defeated by maya. So the first of the names that Rupa Goswami offers his prayers to is Agha, Asura, the Asura, who is the personification of sin. Agha means sin. So Krishna kills Aghasura, the personification of sin. So it's an invitation or a call for the Lord to enter our heart, just as we had that meditation exercise of inviting Krishna within our heart, inviting the holy name, inviting the deity, calling, inviting, as Krishna is inviting us, we're inviting Krishna. The whole world is swallowed by sin, even those that are speaking about it, becoming free from sin. In the name of this religion, that religion. They're steeped in sin. Swallowed. So, what's the role of prayer? Just like Prabhupada identifies this in Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna is addressing Krishna by a particular name, there's a particular feature or manifestation or aspect of Krishna that's being invoked by calling his name. O Janardana, O Rishikesha, O Madhusudana, O Govinda. There's a different and specific aspect of Krishna invoked by his particular names. So, prayer, as in the chanting of Hare Krishna, is also a prayer, itself is a prayer. If we're chanting in a prayerful mood and chanting prayers to the holy name to be merciful upon us, we're extending our hearts and opening our hearts to a particular merciful aspect or nature of Krishna. It helps awaken that mood of receptivity within our own hearts, so that of what Krishna in the form of his holy name wishes to give. Prayer indicates something that's above us or higher than us, beyond us even. The senses cannot reach, the mind cannot reach, but prayer can reach. Although we're using the mind and using the senses. This prayer of Rupa Goswami is, please remove the obstacles so that this gap, my mind and you, just like our Gopurams, the door is open and we can, by your invitation, by your unlocking that door, we can enter. That gap that stands between you and me can be closed. I'm only going to spend a little bit more time on this topic, although it's such a wonderful topic. Again, at the prompt of Mother Jamuna, she said Mother Jamuna offhanded suggestion, which I immediately captured, and that she said, my dear devotees, when you do prayer, do from your heart and be sure to see what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has written in his Amritavani. She just said it like boop. So I captured a copy of Amritavani. It's published, the translation of his writing. I'm going to read some part of it. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the role of prayer, that's the heading of the section. First section, number one, in bold letters. To whose prayer does Krishna listen? Bhaktisiddhanta. O Krishna, I do not want from you any happiness for myself. Whatever you want from me, I will obey without fail. Even if I have to suffer in doing your will, that suffering will be my pleasure. You are the all-auspicious Lord, and as such, your arrangements can never be inauspicious. Unquote. If a servant of Krishna prays to him with such faith and feelings, the Lord will certainly accept his offering. Then he goes the other direction and says, without these feelings and faith, the Lord does not. Okay. Next section. How should a devotee pray? A devotee prays, oh, Radha Ramana, enjoyer of Radha, please protect me. May I not bring about my own ruination by ever leaving your service? unquote, how a devotee should pray. Some of you have heard this Prabhupada story before, but I'll make it short because of circumstance. Prabhupada was telling the devotees, he was asking the devotees, there was an afternoon darshan in Prabhupada's quarters in Brooklyn Temple. And it was very jolly, very, very exhilarating. Prabhupada was asking the devotees to answer his question, what's the difference between you and me? And the devotees were having a blast, saying, oh, Prabhupada, you're this, and Prabhupada, you're that. And Prabhupada was chuckling, and then he concluded, because it was time to go greet the deities, he said, the difference between you and me is you can fall down and I cannot. Jai Prabhupada! So they got up and went to greet the deities, and while Prabhupada was standing before the deities, greeting the deities with his hands folded, very softly, he was offering some prayers. And the servant next to him noted that Prabhupada was offering some prayers, and he paid his obeisances, went and sat under the asasan, gave class, and went back to his room. And the servant accompanied Prabhupada back to his room and asked Prabhupada, what were those prayers that you were reciting? Prabhupada said, I was praying to Krishna that he never let me fall prey to Maya. And the devotee said, but Prabhupada, you said the difference between you and us is you can never fall down. And Prabhupada then said, now you know why. I'm always praying in this way, and therefore I'm protected. So how should a devotee pray? Oh Radha Ramana, enjoyer of Radha, please protect me. May I not bring about my ruination by ever leaving your service. I see through Grahastas, he has some prayer for Grahastas. Those who have entered family life should pray, oh Lord, may I not become overly attached to family life. May my desire for material life be exhausted. May my attention remain always fixed in your service. Please protect me. Another section, number 3. How should we call? So this is different. How should devotee pray? How should we call the Supreme Lord? He's speaking of the mood. And the mood is the mood of the humble servant. With a mood of dependence, wishing to render him some service. And his comment is, if we call upon the Lord to do our bidding or our service, then that's not the mood. To chant the Lord's names means to take His help. But while chanting, if we consider Him our servant and expect Him to do our work, then there's no question of our living in the conception, I'm lower than the straw on the street. An external, so this is Bhaktisiddhanta, you know. An external display of humility is not necessarily genuine humility, but cheating. Our call will not reach the Lord if we call Him as a master calls his servants. We certainly need to take shelter of a person who will deliver us from sinful motives. So this is further down. One more point. Our prayer is to Krishna, but we need the assistance or guidance or help or shelter of those who can help us clear away the covering. It's Krishna, but so what's the role of the teacher or spiritual master in all of this? We often think we're doing the Lord a favor by offering Him prayers. That we could have engaged in some other activity than chanting the Lord's name. Such a mentality is an example of lack of tolerance. We need someone to protect us from such a mentality. Someone to help us become lower than the straw in the street. We certainly need to take shelter of a person who will deliver us from sinful motives. So this is, you know, not just devotional service in name, but with the right consciousness. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, quote, Lord Krishna does not reject those who worship him under the shelter of a spiritual master. Others simply die uselessly. Unquote. That's the end of Amritavani section on prayer. So, when we pray as acharyas have prayed because they're not in the mire of nescience, they're free from that. So, how to best take up that kind of prayer, praying standard prayers? Prabhupada's advice is to enter into the mood with great care and attention. We recite standard prayers, not just recitation, but enter into the mood. And through the mood, we'll also get more and more deeply the message that is accompanying that prayer. We can actually directly contact the person and the mercy of that person and their personality through such prayers, like Gajendra Moksha. He offered some prayer that previously, as a king, it was recitation. But when he was Gajendra with this crocodile on his leg, it wasn't just recitation. It was, as our little exercise we did this morning, fervently! Ha! And the Lord understood. And he came. And he protected. But because he prayed so fervently, he got on the other side of a material request and said, actually, I know. I've contacted you. So I know that you're merciful and you'll take care of this problem. And when this problem is over, then what? My real prayer is, please just keep me in the shelter of your devotional service. Let me never go away from your devotional service. Same as Bhaktisiddhanta offered. That's how we should pray. So, we'll end this session inviting you. I think we'll even skip the recitation and do it this evening because of time. This evening we'll hear the full Namastakam of Rupa Goswami. In your folder, I took the time to serve you all by taking some prayers from Padyavali by Rupa Goswami. There's a section called Nama Mahatmya, directly cut and pasted from Padyavali. This is Kusakrata's translation. And then another section called Nama Kirtan, starting with page 5. And you might want to take some time and just go through these prayers. I'm going to read just 2 or 3 of them. We'll start with page 3, text 25, just to get a flavor of what's here. This is by Sri Vyasadeva. He gives the author. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It starts, Naman Chintamani Krishnas. It bestows all spiritual benedictions. Excuse me. This is Padma Puran. I'm sorry, that's not the one I wanted to resume. I'm sorry. It's earlier. Here we go. 26. Krishna's name is the sweetest of sweet things, the most auspicious of auspicious things. Sounds familiar, right? The transcendental fruit of all Vedic literature, O best of the Bhrigus, chanted even once, either with faith or contempt, it delivers the chanter. Sri Vyasa, text 26, 27. The attempt to attain heavenly svarga planets impoverishes the entire world. The desire to attain impersonal liberation brings only trouble. The regimen of yoga is dry and tasteless. What is the use of endeavors like this? I will abandon them all and simply make my tongue chant, Krishna, Krishna. And Sri Sridhar Swami, O Lord, is your impersonal spiritual effulgence not always present everywhere? Even so, it has not been able to break even a single small leaf from the tree of repeated birth and death. On the other hand, the moment your holy name is taken by the tongue, it thoroughly shatters the tree of birth and death down to its roots. Of these two, the spiritual effulgence or the holy name, which should be served? And so on. There are many prayers to the holy name. So, I'll invite you, to save time. Get your notebooks. We'll take a minute and a half or two, or maybe four. You compose a prayer, personal prayer, for the holy name. We had a sankalpa that you wrote first day, for those of you that were here. Your desire or anticipation in approaching the holy name. So this is similar but not identical. A prayer to the holy name. O Nama Prabhu. Okay. Bing. Because of time, we won't churn the nectar as much as would be nice to do, but anyone, let's say two persons would like to volunteer to share their Krishna Smarana, someone from the ladies' side. Okay. Thank you very much. Just going to do two. It's nice. Well, maybe we'll do four. One from Lady Sai, Prema Charangini.
My dear Mahaprabhu, pray for the energy of Krishna, the love of Krishna. Please hear my prayer. I feel the reflection, I know I am your servant, and deeply then I feel I have some compassion in the world. But somehow or the other, I am in a very adverse situation right now. My mind and senses are very strong, and my attachments pull me from all different sides. I find this beautiful path of devotional service is blocked by millions of karma pushes. I feel weak, agitated, and discouraged, but where can I go? You are my only hope against hope. I'm suffering with anything, and I know I cannot find any relief from my present imprisoned condition without a relationship with you. like the traffic of worry sitting in the ground. But I have my strength, my father, who's accepting me. Please pick me up, though I have no qualifications. I've tried and I'm trying, but I feel very poor. I beg for your mercy, my Lord, to chant the holy name with affection and experience my relationship with you.
How'd you have time to write all that? Was it pre-composed or just flowed?
It's actually some prayers that, like, I feel inspired by some kind of mind.
Okay. Very nice. I think we need to do some more of this. Aravind in the back. Very nice.
My dear Holy Name, Lord Krishna, my spiritual master, your dear son, and my best well-wisher, is making so many sacrifices to help me learn the fraction of feelings for you. Let me receive this master's gift with a full heart filled with gratitude and faith, and cherish you as my dearest possession and take the future.
Okay, someone from the lady's side. Back there? Speak right into the microphone so we can all hear, please.
O Krishna, my Lord, my Master, seek me in your shelter, for I suffer the sins of my life in the heat of sun and dark night. O Krishna, my Lord, the Supremacy, take me in your arms and give me mercy. Bless me with the spiritual happiness that I come to you and become a devotee.
Very nice. You're a poet. Someone else in the lady's side had their hand up. Mataji, you had your hand up? Okay. Here in the front. One more man. Do you want to Jeevana, you had your hand up? Can't hear you.
Please give me some attachment and dependency. The great souls who have you are always self-satisfied. May I be able to receive you from a spiritual master in great humility and love, and serve you as they desire. May I always stay in your association and experience the sweetness of your retirement.
Very nice. One more. Jumana Jivana, over here. I'm going to ask you to compose another prayer, so get your creativity going. Go ahead.
My dear Harinam Prabhu, I am a sufficient soul, and I've been battered by this fuel energy due to my own desires to try to be in your position. I envy you. Who knows how many lifetimes I've been neglecting you and suffering the consequence. Now, by some causeless mercy of yours, you have presented yourself to me through your most loving and confidential sense, and your most good knowledge, and your picture. And by your Lord's feet, please lift me up from this material existence into your arms again as your completely dependent servant. I beg your Lordship to grant me the strength to make this deep connection with your own representatives in my life.
Wow. Our 64 round day is going to be like skyrockets. Stay with prayers like these, and I'm going to stay with all of you a chant. Before we begin this, there's going to be one more prayer was supposed to have happened yesterday, but or somewhere along the way, but things got extended, so yeah, but maybe it was this morning's session. A prayer to the mind. My dear mind. So we'll offer a prayer to the mind, but for scheduling purposes, we had my uncontrolled self caused us to get late for breakfast and then late for lunch. There will be evening prasadam, but I'm thinking we may not be so hungry for evening prasadam. So, is that, am I reading things correctly? Okay, so I think that we'll conduct our program until about maybe 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock or a little before 6 o'clock. Take a break, take a little prasadam if you like, and we'll come back. Your care time is 6:30. That's different. It's a half an hour instead of an hour. And anybody object to that plan? Okay. No. We'll go until 6 o'clock and break. Okay, so now another 1.5 to 4 minutes. A prayer to the mind. My dear, so it can be instructions or Manashiksha. Our great acharyas have written instructions to the mind and prayers to the mind, direction to the mind. It's distancing ourselves from that other entity. It's not really even an entity. Okay. You may want to complete this from the 6 o'clock till 6:30 time, if you haven't finished. Little sharing, but I think I want to do two comments first. One is, these prayers, because they're your prayers, may very well help you tomorrow in the 64 round day to connect and bring the mind to Krishna and bring Krishna into your heart and make that connection strong. You'll find that resource and so many other things may just appear. Some of the things that we discussed and maybe not right on the surface of your thoughts, but will suddenly appear and be a valuable resource to help you in the 64 round day tomorrow and or after when we return to our places. So this is what we've tried to do, is provide something that can carry you to another level of chanting. And the second comment is just a reminder about tomorrow, schedule-wise. We'll have the same morning schedule. And from the time the morning class begins, the clock will then indicate it's Monavrata time. It includes during prasadam and after for the rest of the day until, because I don't know if I'll have another opportunity to say this, up until the 6:30 care time. Which won't be much talking during the kirtan anyways, but it's Mona up until then. You know, practical things may have to go on in the kitchen, but other than that essential dialogue, it's for controlling this vajra-vegam tendency and direct and focus that simply upon the chanting of the holy name and keeping our consciousness fixed on that dedication to chant the holy name. And I trust that, one other thing. I trust that it will be a very challenging experience, at the same time a very rewarding experience. From past experience, as much as possible, chant together. Doesn't mean, you get in the penalty box if you go out for a walk or something. You may need to go for a walk. But it's easy to, for some exercise or air or something, that's nice, sort of just solitude, that's nice. But you'll find strength in, if that happens, coming back again into the association of devotees. Those will be some of the best rounds of your day tomorrow. It's those rounds when chanted in association. We'll see how it goes. So just some advice, encouragement. But now a little sharing. We'll just keep it minimal. Those that didn't share yet, Madhu Mongo, your hand went up real fast. Prayer to the mind.
Oh my mind, as I accept you as a part of me, so pray me to not consume you. So many times I have received myself, even from the loving shelter of Guru and Krishna, after being consumed by you. But not again, that I have strained and suffered the miserable consequences. Rather, I want to accept the most enlightening instructions of my Guru and serve him faithfully. This is the only chance I have to spiritualize not just you, my mind, but my own self. So please let me follow my Guru's instructions.
Hare Krishna. Good luck. On the lady's side? Way in back? Nanda, in the corner again.
My dear Maharaj, please cooperate with me in my desire to serve my Guru and Krishna sacrosanct. I take full responsibility for encouraging, nurturing, and calling you, training you to expect to get your way all the time. I am now maturing and taking a stand. You grow up too.
How do you vote? That's telling them. Yes, over here.
Oh my dear mind, why do you act so dumb sometimes that I forget what is wrong and what is right? Oh my dear mind, please stay calm, so that both you and I can reach the best level in sight.
There you go. Hare Krishna. Two more. Mataji here or Jai Jagannath? You get the last word, Jai Jagannath. Can't hear you. Right into the microphone.
My dear mind, my companion, through all these years of life, I have given you nothing but strife. Now the mercy of Guru and Lord can bring you the sweetest goodness. Going through the fear of things, you have become completely blind, seeing through the goodness of the fear of the Guru that I have seen. Without purity in yourself, my actions in my heart won't be pure. Without my heart and actions pure, my faith on God will never be pure. So I humbly honor you.
That's talking, that's got the right language there.
So I humbly order you to come with me to our Supreme Lord through the instructions of our Acharya. Let us serve the Guru.
Very nice. There you go. Last one over here, Jai Jagannath.
Oh, brother mine, you've been a constant companion in my sojourn through material existence. However, due to being constantly absorbed in the ephemeral objects of the world, you have uselessly caused both of us great misery. Now I fervently request you to do what you should have done long ago, and step inside the shade of the pure devotee's love, and accept those relationships, and thus become free from the burning sun of material relationships which have tragically kept us despondent and burned, born to misery life after life, bound to misery life after life.
Hare Krishna. Okay, in the home stretch. I haven't had my lunch, so I'm going to go have my lunch and invite Krishna Smarana to come and finish on determination.